Welcome back, everybody. We have about 10 minutes left. And as you know, tonight, Pup Corey has been with us. And one thing I want him to talk about a little bit is his soaps. He does a great job making different products. And you can talk about it where you can go if you're interested in them.
The website, there's a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/granolaboysoaps. Granola Boy Soaps was founded on the premise that I wanted to get a product out there that was of the same level of quality as far as its natural ingredients and therapeutic uses as other major all-natural soap and cosmetic product companies, which operated a much higher profit markup. If you check out the site, you'll notice that actually my bestseller is our leather soap, but there are a ton of different designs, and I'm always innovating. If there's a product you'd like to see, or a specific skincare or healthcare concern, or hair care or whatever concern that you might have, a particular scent you want, or a design, send me a message, leave a comment. I'll be happy to make. Everything's made custom and to order anyway. You can also buy the soaps in person at Miss Cartier's Drag Boutique, which is at 490 A Yonge Street in Toronto. And you can also order them online at Miss Cartier's dragboutique.com.
Did you say drug boutique?
Yes.
Shut up, it's my first commercial.
Well, not that we know of, anyway.
No. So, allergies.
A large part of this came about from the fact that Master Noel here has an allergy list. Well, let's just say that what he's not allergic to is a much shorter list than what he is.
Yep.
And so I pride myself on making products that will be able to suit various different allergies. For example, there are no there's no SLS or artificial preservatives in it. Things to deal with sensitive skin, dry skin, oily hair. We have shaving products. We have spa products as far as like bath bombs and fizzes. And
the shaving bar is the most amazing product I have used. But not only that, I think I told you last week, I sold one to one of the Cirque du Soleil artists. Oof, was he hot. And I forgot, I got a text yesterday. And he loves it.
That would be very hot. They have to come and get it naked, though.
Oh. Yes. And teach me to spin on all those rings and stuff.
That's not what you want to spin on, I know.
Wow. Went quiet.
That never happens.
They must have been a big cock.
Sorry, I had to get that out of my throat. What were you saying?
Oh, God.
Yeah. But your products are really, really good.
Well, thank you. I mean, if anybody wants to check them out, please feel free to do so. Again, I take custom orders. If you want soap bars that are bubblegum pink and smell like lavender for your grandmother, I'll make it.
Yep.
Sandalwood, how are you doing with that?
I have a sandalwood soap which is out now.
My sister wants it, so.
Oh, it is the pink and white leaf-shaped one that I sent up to Toronto, if it hasn't sold.
Thank you. Yeah. Pup Corey does these great soap, but I have to be almost psychic to figure out.
Wow.
Because I cannot tell what is what from the other.
I knew that was coming.
That is one thing we need to tackle. If anybody has any suggestions for ecologically friendly packaging, I'm still trying to find something that's going to have a minimal negative carbon footprint.
Minimal or negative?
Minimal. Either. Negative would be amazing, but it's really hard to do that.
I don't think it exists.
Okay. Yeah, from totally recycled material. Anyway, I also need a graphic designer to help me come up with a logo. So if you would like,
yes.
Again,
ASAP.
Drop by.
And what is sandalwood good for?
Your feet, so they don't get scarred.
Let's go with that.
No, those would be wooden sandals, sir, not sandalwood.
Well, isn't that what it is, sandal?
No, maybe sandalwood.
Is that when you get hurt or somebody's wearing sandals, a foot fetish?
Your dick?
No, it's sandal a foot fetish. Wood.
Yeah, that's what you get when someone
you get sandalwood when you see that sandal, huh?
It's a sandy wood in honor of this huge hurricane that's coming.
Oh, and yeah. She is going to be blowing. Whoa.
That's right in the area, too, isn't it?
Yeah, Buffalo and where we are is...
We're going to get tons of rain and crap out of it. They're worried about flooding in Buffalo, so... Everyone button down your hatches, and it's a wide storm. It's covering, like...
I think we all just need to get naked and
about half of Ontario, it looks like. It's something else. But anyway, when you get a chance, if you need any specialized soap, talk to Pop Corey. He can do that.
Do you want to give me the address again?
Yes, that's facebook.com/granolaboysoaps.
What happened to the website? Did we not get that?
The website isn't fully up yet. Okay. It's been created, but not. It doesn't really have anything useful on it yet. And you can also order them online at Miss Cartier's Drag, not Drug, Boutique.
this week.com.
And I think one thing I think I should clarify, just in case some of the listeners don't understand, we talked about having a safe call if you're going to meet with a dom or dominatrix for the first time. And what we mean by that is you have a friend or a relative or someone you're very close to that you can trust enough to talk about what you're doing to and say, look it, this is where I'm going. It is supposed to be specifically this address, this place, to meet with this person. Is it okay if I call you when I get there? And then you simply call them and say, it's okay, I'm here, everything's good.
Really, so I've got a gun and I've got it against your head because I know that you're going to make a fucking safe call. You're going to tell them everything's all right, aren't you? Click. Now what do you do?
That's part of the problem. Nothing is still 100% safe, but at least it is an extra precaution.
But the precaution is you have a certain sentence that you say to somebody. Oh, is Aunt Jane coming? That means I'm fine. Oh, Aunt Jane's left? That means call the fucking cops. Have something that sounds very, very just normal conversation, but that other person knows. If you mention Aunt Jane, you're in fucking trouble, right?
Right, exactly. And it's not a bad idea to do. It really isn't. And there can be nothing wrong with it. And again, and if you're going to meet with a dominant and he's trying to say, no, you can't do that, I won't allow that, you know what? Red flags will come up automatically to any of us. So at least if you try to do it and they still say, no, I won't allow that.
So would you
say
go?
Goodbye. No, I won't.
No, now? But you went before without even having one.
I didn't even know what one was back then or even think about it.
That's kind of what you want to try to do with this show, right?
Exactly right. I mean, help to educate so we don't run into these situations where some people just end up dismembered or disappeared. A lot of people don't realize this as well, and a lot of people have a fantasy or a fetish about being enslaved and truly being enslaved and being sold on a slave market. There is proof out there. Every once in a while it surfaces on national TV. There really is a slave market out there.
There is
people
one.
People are mm-hmm. bought and sold every day. And you could put yourself in that situation where the next thing you know, you wake up after you've been given some type of knockout drops. You have no clue where you are. You're in the back of some van and you've been sold and you're never going to return. You could end up in another country when you wake up.
Well,
you don't
probably
know
after two, the normal lifespan of actually somebody that's being kidnapped in that is anywhere from 2 to 3 years, and they're basically so broken and abused that they just die.
Exactly, and it's not a good way to live or die. So
you'd probably be wishing after the first few weeks that you were dead, but
that's usually what happens.
And I don't think any of us mean to scare people away from their from exploring the submissive side, sir.
No.
But rather to educate on how to do so safely and wisely.
And the other thing is to make people realize that knowledge is power and power is knowledge. And what you do with that hopefully will make you think at one point because you've heard it, you've heard people talk about it. And it's really true. Information is very powerful. Now, whatever you choose to use it, that is still up to you. But I think the more information you have, that will make you think the next time you are in that situation, oh, should I? Should I not? And just that 2 seconds of thinking about it may save your life.
And Sir Mark touched on this earlier, and it's a good point. And I look back at my life, and I've gotten burnt so many times because I allowed myself to be burnt. You know, if somebody is lying or dishonest about small things like on the internet that really don't freaking matter, or they put phony pictures up, what else are they not going to be telling you the truth about? What else could you be putting yourself at risk for? You know, don't be afraid to read the white writing on the wall. Because you're submissive doesn't mean that you can't have self-respect and respect yourself and respect yourself for whom you are. I think that's part of the situation where a lot of submissives get in trouble. They feel that to be submissive means they have to be...
Give up everything
and be totally humiliated and become very, very able to be humiliated and treated basically like a piece of crap. That's not what being a submissive is. That's not what being a boy is.
To some, that is what they...
They crave for and they want for.
There are some people that is what they do want.
Yeah, so, but not everybody.
Not everybody
and
does.
Everybody's choice and needs deserves the same respect as any other one. Not all submissive are bottoms. Not all submissives are top.
Correct.
Some submissive, just like some sirs or masters, are switch, like yep. they call it.
One thing about submissives... Sometimes y'all have a hard time saying no.
That's part of being submissive.
And that gets you guys into a little bit of trouble sometimes.
Definitely.
You need to have that one or two or three people that, yes, that is what you're going to do that with. And the rest of the time, y'all need to fucking stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, you find somebody that will do it for you and help you because you have gotten yourself into trouble because of that.
You need to be in that environment that is safe for you. That the people you surround yourself with will understand and ask, well, why are you saying no?
And there's something we can talk about down the road, or maybe you can talk about it in the next 2 hours. Having a mentor while you're looking for a dominant, while you're looking for a master or a sir, you can also have a mentor or a daddy that's there to watch for you and can answer your questions. Well, that's it for the show tonight. Stick around because for the next 2 hours... we're going to have Sir Mark and Master Noel on their show. So listen in. They've got a whole list of great topics they're going to talk about. And we're going to take it from there. I'll still be around as well, and so will Pup Corey. So we'll chat later in the next 2 hours.